Okay, so this is part two of our presentation on macronutrients. This presentation will look at carbohydrates. In particular, I'll discuss the misconception about carbohydrates, good sources of carbs, energy-dense carbs, bad sources of carbs, grains, and gluten. So one thing I'll quickly touch on is the misconception about carbs. We've been led to believe that we should cut or reduce carbs out of our diet. We also hear on TV and magazines how people have cut or reduced carbs out of their diet and lost weight fast. What we really need to focus on is to reduce or eliminate the wrong or bad types of carbs out of our diet. These are the energy-dense and processed carbs, which I'll touch on shortly. Including the right types of carbs will assist with weight loss and improved health. So the sources of carbohydrates you want to include more of in your diet are carbohydrates from plant foods such as fruit and vegetables. So it's best to choose from a wide variety of coloured fruit and vegetables, as the different colours contain different nutrients, vitamins and antioxidants. Most vegetables are nutrient-dense, but low in energy. So what this means is, for their size, fruit and vegetables contain a low amount of energy but are packed with essential nutrients your body needs to function properly. So how does this assist with weight loss? Vegetables add volume to each meal, meaning vegetables can increase the feeling of fullness without adding a great deal of extra calories. The fibre in vegetables slows the release of sugar into the bloodstream, keeping blood sugar and insulin levels more stable. So the trick is to add plenty of vegetables with each meal. Your body then has to work hard to digest the large amount of vegetables, which will then result in greater fat utilisation. Energy-dense carbohydrates contain a large amount of energy within a small serving size. Examples are bread, rice, pasta, oats, potatoes, bananas, and sugar, etc. The main types of energy-dense carbs I'll focus on are the processed carbohydrates. So processed carbs such as bread and pasta contain gluten, which can be hard on the digestive system, toxic, and also can become addictive. There are reports that up to 30 to 50% of the population have some sort of gluten sensitivity or celiac disease. Symptoms of wheat or gluten allergies can include bloating, abdominal discomfort or pain, diarrhea, muscular disturbances, and bone or joint pain. Gluten has also been linked to depression and schizophrenia. Removing gluten from your diet will result in removing a lot of processed, energy-dense carbs such as bread, pasta, pizza dough, and other processed foods that contain large amounts of fast-release energy that will result in higher blood sugar and insulin spikes, which can then lead to weight gain. So common sources of gluten are wheat, barley, rye, spelt, and oats can contain small amounts of gluten. Flour, which is also made from wheat, is then made into bread, cakes, pasta, etc. These types of carbs provide little nutritional value and a lot of dead, empty calories. Processed or refined carbs don't give off the feeling of satiety or fullness quickly. So it can take much longer for the brain to recognize that carbs are being consumed compared to protein or good fats. Processed carbs can also make you feel good, can cause cravings, can be addictive, and are very easy to overindulge in. Other sources of processed carbs to avoid is high fructose corn syrup. High fructose corn syrup is a cheaper substitute for sugar. It's manufactured from corn, however contains no nutritional value. It's commonly used in processed foods as a sweetener. High fructose corn syrup can put a lot of stress on the liver during the digestion process. It can also lead to higher blood sugar and insulin spikes. High fructose corn syrup is commonly used in yogurt, salad dressing, low-fat ice cream, processed breakfast cereals, tomato soup, crackers, sweet biscuits, and potato chips. It can also be fed to livestock, which we can then consume. We don't use a lot of high fructose corn syrup in Australia. However, check the ingredients list to make sure on packages. If you avoid packaged or processed foods, you'll avoid high fructose corn syrup. So there are times when energy-dense carbs can be a benefit to us, such as after an intense bout of exercise. Our muscles require quick-release energy in order to restore muscle glycogen levels, which also helps recovery. So the type of carbs you want to choose in this instance are unrefined or unprocessed carbs, such as brown rice, quinoa, steel-cut or rolled oats. These type of carbs are easier for our body to metabolize and more nutritional than more nutritional than more traditional types of energy-dense carbohydrates, such as bread and pasta. They have higher amounts of protein and amino acids and enter the bloodstream slower, which will then keep insulin levels more stable. Potatoes, sweet potato, and bananas are another source of energy-dense or unrefined carbs.